What it do, baby?
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 736, I think, of Locked On Raptors for Friday, July the 3rd. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter, as always, at WoodleySean, and you can find the show at Locked On Raptors. You can find links to every single episode of the podcast. Also, of course, please make sure that you're checking out the entirety of the Locked On Podcast Network. Lots of great stuff for you right now. If you're a hockey fan, lots of NHL draft lottery and draft talk and reaction and all that good stuff, go subscribe to the shows over there, and it's much appreciated when you do that. The little ratings and reviews are super helpful for rankings and algorithms and making us more visible. And so please go take the small amount of time it requires to do that. Today's show, of course, is brought to you by Built Bar, which is the best tasting protein bar you're ever going to try. Go to BuiltBar.com for $10 off your first order over there. All right, on today's show, we are continuing a series we started last week called Retiring Every Raptor, which I crudely named after I don't even know the proper word that I'm looking for here. It's early in the morning and my brain's not working. Either way, we are going through the entirety of Raptors uniform number history and retiring one player to have worn each number throughout team history. And joining me to do this again after coming on last week, I think it was like a spring of the moment type of thing where I'm like, we're doing this, get ready, let's go. I feel like we're more prepared for this one, Katie. It's Katie Heindel. What's going on?
I think I'm a bit more prepared. Like you, I'm feeling a little bit just like very slow, but hopefully that will make me sound more thoughtful, but it's going great.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear you're slow and thoughtful. Frankly, all I could ever dream of is being slow and also thoughtful. Let's start this up. Katie, we're going to do numbers 11 through 25 today, time permitting. We might have to cut it off at 20. We'll see. But there's lots of interesting numbers here. Less sort of enormously used numbers. You know, there's no numbers that have been worn by like 15 players the way there were for a couple numbers last week, but still at least multiple players for every single number we're going to talk about today, from 2 to I think 10 is the max that we're going to run across. So let's start with number 11. The six players to have worn number 11 in Raptors history are Nigele Knight in 1999, Lindsey Hunter, Rafer Alston, TJ Ford, Linus Kleiza, and Shamori Ponds. And I should note that Rafer Alston wore number 11 in his second stint with the team in 2005, before, of course, being traded for the legend Mike James. Katie, of those six players, TJ Ford is clearly the best. Is he the one who's most worthy of retirement, though?
He is, but it's also because of like the story of him like coming to the Raptors and how it was like, you know, he was so excited by it. And like, I think the trade was sort of not really looked on favorably at first. Like it was like a lopsided trade or whatever, but there's this like really, I don't know, beautiful quote from him. Married it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. In a way, all my lifelong battles with my spinal problems were a blessing in disguise. It made me appreciate the game more, that I'm still given a chance to play at the highest level. And in every game, that always makes me want to give it everything I've got. So he said that in September 2007. Mm-hmm. So his like he'd been with the Raptors in a couple seasons. But I don't know. Like, he became very good. Like, he kind of came as like this fresh start for the team, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he gave them, they got like their first ever division title, right?
They did, yeah. That was the year Sam Mitchell won Coach of the Year. That was mm-hmm. the year they, I think, were the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. They lost to the Nets, but they were still like a wonderful story all season long.
Yeah, I don't know. I think no offense to these other candidates, but to me, like, I don't know. I love a comeback story, you know?
Yeah.
Like a redemptive story like that. So yeah, give it to TJ.
He was also like one of the 3 or 4 best teammates Chris Bosh ever had. Maybe the second best teammate Chris Bosh ever had on the Raptors, outside of like early Vince Carter. Mm-hmm. He was excellent. And yeah, the trade where they picked him up, I remember like bristling at it, because that was, you know, right after Charlie Villanueva's rookie season, where he had the 48-point game and I think he finished second in rookie of the year voting. And it was like, what the hell are they doing? This is the first good young player we've had to build around Chris Bosh with in forever. And then they're like, no, we're just going to flip him for this insanely fast point guard who was super cool to watch and wore insanely long shorts and was, which as the genius inventor of shorts, the clothing, I'm sure you appreciate. And I love TJ Ford. The way things ended was obviously unfortunate. He ended up in the trade for Jermaine O'Neal, which bad, but for the most part, the TJ Ford experience in Toronto was lovely. And sorry, Linus Klaza, you do not get your number retired. So we go with TJ Ford for number 11. We go on to number 12.
I also will say, that's okay. I feel like fast, it's just our like ancient brains, but I feel like fast players are underrated now. And like, it's okay to say, you know, just watching someone who's incredibly fast, like rip up and down the court, it's like, it doesn't have to be a guilty pleasure. You can say that you like that about watching a player play basketball.
Oh, yeah. It's breathtaking. I mean, when John Wall was kind of like pre-injury and was at like his best, where I think he finished fifth in MVP voting one year. I mean, that was like incredible to watch because he was very clearly the fastest player in the NBA and it just like ruined people's lives. And my favorite thing about TJ Ford was how like pretty much every game Chuck Swirsky would refer to him as the fastest player in the NBA. It was like a little badge of honor. It's we got the fastest guy, nobody else, suck at AI or whatever. We go on to the number 12, who this nine players.
Sorry, yeah.
Say? Yeah. It's a weird
one. It's like, it's deep, but it's like thin.
Yeah. So the guys here are Donald Whiteside, who played one season with the team, 96-97. John Thomas, one of my favorites, who I wrote a piece about for Raptors.com over the course of March when I was the feature writer. Go check that out. Rafer Alston, once again, in his first stint with the team, when I believe he was a 10-day that got turned into a full season contract. Michael Curry, Andre Barrett, Rasho Nesterovic, the longest serving guy on this list from 07 or 06 to 2010. Trey Johnson, Ronald Dupree, and of course the current wearer of that number, O'Shea Brissett. Trey Johnson and Ronald Dupree are some real Jay Triano post-Bosch ass names on this Raptors team. I don't think we're going to choose them. Of this list of nine, Katie, who stands out?
I think it's Nesterovic because I learned that he got the nickname Nesty when he played for the Raptors because, quote, fans found it refreshing to have a true center. And I love Nesty. Like, if you've ever been so I don't really do this anymore because it might kill me, but when you're so hungover that you can't drink water and like Gatorade, you've got too many hungover associations with it, you have like a can of Nesty in glass with ice. Ooh. Buddy,
yeah,
you're turning it around for yourself.
Okay, quick impromptu Nesty Snapple Brisk rankings, let's go.
This is interesting. I mean, Brisk is not even a contender for me.
No, it's trash.
Brisk is trash. I like a Snapple, honestly, if I'm in the States, because it's a little bit different. And I know we have them here, but for a while you couldn't get them here. And I associate it with like going to New York, getting a hot dog and like a snap in a cart or something. But in a like trying and true, Nesty. Snapple's more like a treat. Nesty's kind of the workhorse of the iced tea world.
See, I would agree, except I think Nesty, when they moved from glass bottles, I used to get it in the glass bottle all the time. They moved to plastic, which bad for the environment, one. And two, it tastes like plastic.
Oh, Snapple. Yeah,
Snapple.
Yeah, when Snapple shifted.
Well, no, Snapple's still in glass, are they not? Nesty's definitely not.
Oh. Snapple is maybe just in Canada, but Snapple also went to plastic. I think you could still find the glass, but predominantly plastic. A Nesty can is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the can is where it's at.
Shotgunned an ST. It's really good.
Why did you do that?
Why not, man?
Fair enough. So yeah, Rasho Nesterovic, I think, is probably the correct answer. I am going to make an impassioned plea for John Thomas because of my personal affiliations to him. He was at a time my favorite player on the team because he, you know, I had the tickets for the game, my first ever game. He was the player on the tickets, so I assumed, oh, he must be the best player. This is great. I showed up. He didn't play at all, and Vince Carter scored 48 points, and so I was a Vince Carter guy after that. But, yeah, my first ever favorite player, John Thomas. I'm going to vote for him. We're going to flip the coaster like we did last week. Do you remember this protocol, Katie? Katie?
Sorry, I was muted.
Oh.
Didn't you guys Also have a great conversation is what
we
I
did. Yeah. I spoke to him for the piece. It was lovely. He was very, very self-deprecating. It was great. But yeah, I'm going to flip the coaster. I have a
I have a different coaster
today. Okay. It's a left field brewery coaster. one is a white side. The other is the blue side. We'll say blue is heads, white is tails. You call it now.
Heads.
What did I say was heads?
I don't remember.
Okay, it's tails. It's tails. So John Thomas gets number 12 retired. Sorry to Mr. Nesty himself, Rasha Nesterovich.
That's too bad.
We move on to number 13, a number that has been worn by 10 players. This is a loaded category. We've got Doug Christie from the early days, one of the pillars of stability for the early Raptors, which did not have a lot of that. Jerome Williams, JYD. You got Mark Jackson. You've got Mike James, Linton Johnson, Patrick O'Brien, David Anderson, Sebastian Telfair, Dwight Bikes, and Malcolm Miller, NBA champion Malcolm Miller, who has somehow been on the team for like four seasons. Katie, who of this list stands out to you?
JYD.
JYD, huh?
Man, he's so nice. Like, I know people are like, I don't know. We had like great interactions at All-Star this year. Mm. I know some people are like, well, he's very into media, but like, so what? So would you be? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Jerome Williams, he's very nice. He's a wonderful man. He barks into the telephone when you have him on a radio hit. Yeah.
He's got his bit and he's going to stick with that till the end of time.
Mm-hmm. I think the other two candidates here are Doug Christie and Mike James. Mike James, for joking purposes, obviously he doesn't deserve his number retired. However, I do believe that his second half of that 05-06 season, where he just decided when the team was terrible, I'm going to get paid, is one of the most badass things anyone's ever done, averaging 20 points. And you know, by the end of the season, leading the team in usage when Chris Bosh was on the team. Beautiful stuff. But then Doug Christie as well. I mean, he was around a long time when there was not a lot to be excited about. He stayed through it. He was upset to leave. He came on this podcast one time. I have to put my name in for Doug Christie. You're in for Jerome Williams, correct?
Yes.
All right, let's flip the coaster again. You call it right now.
Tails.
It is. It's heads. I win.
I mean, you could just be saying that now.
I'm really not.
Neither of us remembers which is which.
I'm an honorable person, Katie. I would never do such a thing. We're going to continue on with some of these numbers, and number 13 in particular next. Wait, number 14? Yeah, we're on 14 next. But first, I want to tell everybody about Magic Spoon, which is a wonderful, delicious cereal that you will not have to feel bad about eating because it's not like those junky breakfast cereals that are entirely sugar that your parents wouldn't let you have when you were a kid. They're super healthy. They have zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 grams of net carbs in each serving. 4 flavors, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Tastes amazing, and honestly, it's almost too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free, and I highly recommend blueberry. Blueberry is delightful. Blueberry anything is my favorite thing, so go try the Blueberry Magic Spoon. Go to magicspoon.com/NBA to grab a variety pack and try it today, and be sure to use our promo code NBA at checkout to get free shipping, and Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee, so if you don't like it for any reason, they're going to refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/NBA, and use the code NBA for free shipping, and we thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring the podcast. Also, today's show is brought to you by Blinkist, which is one of the ultimate life hacks. We've talked about Blinkist a lot on the show. It is an excellent way for you to work on personal development and get books into your brain that you otherwise might not have the time to do. Blinkist is really unique and works on your phone, your tablet, your web browser, and it takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know info from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people are known for how many books they read. Blinkist is made for busy people like you who want to get the main points of a book quickly so you can start using that info right away. And it also has an audio feature so you can basically listen to a podcast of those summaries that'll last you about 15 minutes and then boom, you have that information in your brain. 12 million people are using Blinkist right now, and it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business, and health to history books. Blinkist has all the latest titles from the bestsellers, as well as those classic nonfiction titles that maybe you haven't quite gotten to just yet. Also, right now, it's a super important time to be learning about the history of systemic racism, both in Canada and the United States, and Blinkist can be great for helping you do that as well. You can check out The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander, as well as Me and White Supremacy by Leila Saad, and a whole bunch of other very useful and informative and important titles right now. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want for one low price, and right right now. Blinkist has a special offer for our audience for a limited time. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA. Try for free for 7 days and get 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled BLINKIST.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial. And you're also going to save 25%, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. All right, Katie, let's dive into number 14. 8 players have worn the number 14 in history. Number 14 used to be my number when I played soccer growing up, so it's a number that's important to me. The guys who have worn the number here, it's a bit of a stacked category again with some interesting and fun names. You've got Mikeal Williams, 1999, Muggsy Bogues, 2000 to 2001, Maceo Bastin, Mungi Batir, Joey Graham, Julian Wright, DJ Augustine, and Danny Green. It's Danny Green, right, Katie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought this was a more loaded category until I started reading the name and Mungi Batir.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
It's like, is it?
Yeah. I mean, Muggsy Bogues is a lovable fellow.
Yes.
In fact,
yes.
Our friends at Round Ball Rock, I'm a Patreon subscriber of theirs, which you should go subscribe to as well because they're the best. And they sent out little buttons and stickers and whatnot, and they included a Muggsy Bogues card, which was lovely. It's one of my favorite possessions now. I want to say Joey Graham really badly here is the longest serving guy on this list, but maybe next year he'll figure it out and round it to a good player. It's coming soon for him, any day for Joey Graham. Do you have any argument for anyone but Danny Green here at all, Katie?
I mean, I think it's funny with Muggsy because, like, you know, he only played for the Raptors for 2 years. I know he, like, retired there, so I guess. And he's, like, but he's still one of these he's got a lot of notoriety here. And I don't think it's just because of his new commercials. and then also being the first one to break the GoDaddy curse and take it away from active players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was great. That was a great personal sacrifice for him to take on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I'm kind of like, not that there's a strong candidate on this list other than Danny, but like, I'm kind of reluctant to retire Danny Green's jersey.
It was just a 1 year thing, right? I mean, we could do Joey Graham as some sort of remembrance to a more difficult time when, you know, first round picks were just thrown away on guys who were never going to figure it out until next year. It's coming for Joey Graham, I swear. But yeah, this is a lean list for sure. I'm going to go Muggsy. He's got he's at the alumni games and whatnot. You know, yes, he didn't win a title, but he was on the very good team in 01 with the Raptors. Also, there's a very good book about him in his high school career called Boys of Dunbar. You should read it. It's great. But yeah.
And a nice thing too is that he was so little, he overcame a lot of people making fun of him to mm-hmm. have a professional career, a very long professional career.
Yeah.
There's like mean things that are still in his like Wikipedia as like quote unquote facts. Like he couldn't dunk a basketball with one hand because the ball was too big for his small hands, which like doesn't need to be in there and is mean.
Is it imply that he can dunk with 2 hands at 5'3"? Because that's impressive as shit.
Yes, it does. That's what's lost in the messaging. You're saying the lab part extremely mm-hmm. quiet or not at all. So yeah, and to your point, he shows up at alumni games. So I feel like he puts in the work
mm-hmm.
in like being around, and I don't know, he seems nice. Let's give it to him.
I just realized that there are two Muggsy Bogues related books on my bookshelf, The Boys of Dunbar and A Raptor Tale. So I have to go with Muggsy, I suppose. We go to number 15 now. This is actually the number that inspired me wanting to do this because obviously Vince Carter is the guy who was in the topic of conversation last week.
This one's extremely difficult for me.
It is so difficult. Oh, I just realized there's one other guy in here that makes it even more difficult for you. But so, like, I was curious. I made a stupid joke about one of the guys who wears this number being retired as well as Vince Carter. Some people didn't understand it was a joke and thought I was being serious. And I was being serious. So fuck you. the 6 players to have worn number 15 in Raptors history. Again, a loaded number. Vince Carter, of course, Jorge Garbajosa, Amir Johnson, Anthony Bennett, CanCon, baby, Eric Moreland, NBA champion, and Josh Lewenberg, Yeller Adder, and Greg Monroe, who is, of course, your favorite and mine, actually, too. I love Greg Monroe because of you. You showed me the light with our well-hydrated big man, Greg Monroe. Who do you go with here, Katie? We can only pick one.
This is so hard. This is so hard for me. And this was what started the whole thing.
Yeah. Should we eliminate one at a time, perhaps, and talk this out? So I think we can eliminate Bennett and Moreland, as much as that one game where Anthony Bennett played against Dirk Nowitzki and got torched was fun. I don't think he makes the list. Eric Moreland, yes, he won the title, but didn't do much to do so. He is, however, on my T-shirt of all the faces of the win of the guys who won the title. So that's forever going to be the case, along with Jody Meeks and Jeremy Lin and Jordan Lloyd. It's a weird shirt. Anyway, four guys remain: Vince Carter, Jorge Garbajosa, Amir Johnson, Greg Monroe. Who are you eliminating first?
Jorge, goodbye.
Yeah, Jorge, goodbye, Hosa. Yeah. I think I will humor you and allow this, because I don't think Jorge's winning either way, so we'll let Greg Monroe go further into the tournament.
Thank you.
You know, Jorge was great. We did a podcast about Jorge a couple months back with Brad from Too Much Hoops, which is a lot of fun if you want to go listen to that. Talked about what would have happened had he not horribly injured himself, and that was the thing. He had the one good season that didn't even finish. I don't think it was enough of a tenure to be retired, and his eyes were not haunting enough to move him further along, unlike the case with Greg Monroe. So we have Vince Carter, Amir Johnson, Greg Monroe. Now, Katie, you must make the Sophie's choice.
Like, I know people are be like, this is a funny bit. Like, this isn't, I feel real reluctant. Like, this isn't actually easy. And I'm even surprised. I guess I got to say goodbye to Greg Monroe and then Amir Johnson in that order.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't get rid of Vince, to be honest. I thought it was going to be Amir and Greg in the final two.
But it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it's so, like, he's so important. And, like, if this were 6 years ago before the hatchet was buried, as it were, with, like, the nice little montage they made for Vince, then maybe we could be talked into something else. Vince is the correct choice, as much as I would love for Amir to be on here, as he was almost just as long serving with the team as Vince was, and was a badass in game 7 against the Nets and a whole bunch of other times. Pretty much he was a walking badass in existence. So, yeah.
I mean, you know what? Like, neither of these jerseys in my heart is ever getting lifted to the rafters. Because they're still living on and going strong. So I guess I always have that.
This is true. We're anti-retirement. We should have noted that off the top once again. We move on to number 16, or we will move on to number 16 in just a second. But first, I want to tell people about rockauto.com, which is just the perfect site if you're a car dummy like me, or if you're a car genius who just wants to save some money. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpets. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. In fact, most mechanics and auto body shops use the RockAuto catalog and then find the parts and then mark up the prices. Quickly, you see all the parts available on the catalog for RockAuto for your vehicle, or you choose the brand specifications and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you're ever going to need at rockauto.com. Okay, Katie, let's bring this to its conclusion. I think we're going to only be able to go to number 20 today, unfortunately, because this is a very loaded subject matter and the debates are necessary and they end up getting drawn out. Number 16, only three players have worn number 16 for the team. Perhaps the three best pure three-point shooters in the history of the franchise happen to have worn number 16. We've got Matt Bonner, Peja Stojakovic, who played just two games with the team, but for a very long time held the all-time franchise record for three-point percentage, and I believe still holds the all-time franchise record for PER. And then Steve Novak, who was part, of course, of the trade. What trade was that again? Some trade. Marcus Camby was involved, I think. This was some sort of Knicks trade. What is going on? Why can't I remember this trade?
I mean, we're going through a lot of guys.
Do you remember this trade?
No.
What the hell?
Not off the top.
What? Traded to the Knicks by the Knicks with Quentin Richardson. Oh, it was the Bargnani trade. Duh. I forgot about good Knicks trades involving the Raptors. So, yeah, it was the Bargnani trade. He came back in the Bargnani trade. That, I think, gives him extra points here. Are you going Novak, Peja, or Matt Bonner for number 16?
going with Matt Bonner because I love the work that he did later with the Spurs when they recorded that music video, and he was in a band called Spuran with Kawhi Leonard, Patty Mills, him. Who else? I can't believe I'm forgetting. Someone else. The Coyote was in it.
Was Tim Duncan in it? Or was this after?
No. Oh. No, it was post. But that was great. And I'm friends with his brother, Luke.
Fair enough. I also think he's the correct answer. He was like one of the OG fan favorites. He was like he had the Red Rocket nickname, not just because he had red hair, but because he took the subway everywhere in the city. That was cool. Yeah, just to Matt Bonner. He is, I think, the correct choice for number 16. Actually, the next few here are kind of easy, so we might get to 25. We'll
see.
They
are.
Yeah. I don't know how long we've been recording for. I've lost track of time, but that's fine. We got number 17. Eric Williams from the Vince Carter trade, of course. One of the two Williamses to come over. Jonas Valanciunas and Jeremy Lin. This is Jonas, correct?
Yeah, it's Jonas. It's JP. Yeah. I miss you, buddy.
I'm sorry to Alex Wong. I know he's going to be mad that we didn't pick Jeremy Lin, NBA champion, but unfortunately we cannot. Number 18 is interesting. So you have Anthony Parker, who was a very good member of some kind of irrelevant teams, and then Ben Uzo, who played just, I believe, 19 games with the team, had, of course, the triple-double in the final game of the 2012 season, which we have covered on this podcast and other podcasts, was one of the most influential games in Raptors history. It set the course in many ways for the next 8 years leading up to the NBA title. Of course, the Raptors win that game against the Nets on the last day of the season. Both teams are tanking their asses off. Ben Uzo has a triple-double. Solomon Alabi has a double-double, his first in his career. Neither of those two ever played another NBA game. That dropped the Raptors from 6th to 8th in the lottery odds. Instead of getting Damian Lillard, they get Terrence Ross, and they trade for Kyle Lowry, a point guard, notably, the same position that Lillard plays in the following offseason. And I don't think they do that if they don't get if they get Lillard. So there's that. They also get Terrence Ross, who was one day traded for everybody's favorite reality TV host, Serge Ibaka. So, and also Ross is my boo, and there's a picture of him on my wall. So thank you, Ben Uzo. I love Anthony Parker. I think he's like one of the most underrated players in Raptors history. But where do you fall down on these two? Is it the sort of steadiness of Parker or the historical importance of Uzo?
Yeah, it's Ben Uzo, I think, because of his role in history, frankly.
I'm with you, too. I think it has to be Uzo. The having a banner to that triple-double game would just be a beautiful thing, and I think highly necessary. So good agreement there. We move on to number 20 then. This one's more difficult. 9 players on this list, including some very good players, some fan favorites. We got Damon Stoudemire, of course, Alvin Williams, former guest of this podcast, Fred Jones, big disappointment, Carlos Delfino, liked him a lot, Leandro Barbosa, super fun, Mikal Petras, Bruno Caboclo, everyone's favorite team mascot, Jody Meeks, and DeJuan Hernandez. Should have said NBA champion Jody Meeks. Sorry, Jody. who on this list, is it just Damon? Is it that easy, or is it somebody
else? Yeah, this one is easy to me. Because, like, I don't know, he's your inaugural pick.
Mm-hmm. I am a shill for people who have been on the podcast, so I'm going to say Alvin.
Kind of cool. Yeah, I know you are.
He was insanely cool, and he was not appreciated for being so cool. I think at any point in his career, he was kind of forgotten in Toronto, and then the Blazers had a lot of problematic analysis of that team that I think kind of suppressed how cool they actually were. I'm going to say Alvin. He hit the game-winning shot in the series that the Raptors, the first series win against the Knicks. He was around a long time. He was he's doing broadcasts for the team now. He's very good at the broadcasts for the team now. I'm going to say Alvin. We're going to flip the coaster. Katie, heads or tails?
Tails.
It is heads again. I'm very sorry. I know this seems suspect.
Damn. I haven't won. Like, these aren't – I know the odds are 50-50, but this doesn't seem right.
I swear I would not – I have to, like, work with you at other elements of life as well with the other podcast. I can't afford to burn our bridge, so I promise you I'm not – being nefarious in my flipping of the coaster. Okay. So I'm sorry you lost.
Okay.
Alvin Williams gets retired. I'm sorry. Sorry, Damon Stoudemire. It's probably not fair, but whatever. Move on to number 21. Interesting number. We got Marcus Camby, Antonio Lang, Carlos Arroyo, Lamond Murray, Nathan Jawai, Ozzie Shaq, Antoine Wright, Jamal McGlure, Grievous Vasquez, and Matt Thomas. No, I think, very clear number one option here, Katie.
This, honestly, I have no feeling for anyone. Like, I couldn't, it's just like a level apathy.
Yep, yep. Antoine Wright was one of like those sort of wings that cycled in and out. I seem to remember him a lot more than a lot of these guys. Maybe that's just because it's a little bit more recent than.
Well, I mean, Lamont I will say with Magloire, like, he's at least still involved with the team.
Yeah, yeah. And he's.
So I don't want to say, I don't have apathy for him. I think he's fantastic. But I think in my mind, his career is still evolving.
Mm-hmm. And like his Raptors career was extreme. It was like 10 games or something. Like,
yeah.
He played
he's having
in that,
a better career now with the Raptors.
He started in that Ben Uzo game and played, I think, like 4 minutes and then didn't play anymore. And then his career was over. Former All-Star Jamal Magloire. So I think I want to go Magloire too. There's also been some nice news coming out this week. I think Norm Powell was pointing out Jamal Magloire is doing some great work with the Raptors to sort of inform them on the history of racism in Canada and sort of his experiences growing up in Canada. That's very cool. So I'm going to go Jamal Magloire if you are cool with that as well.
Yeah, that's cool. But I think I will just say my no is it's like I wouldn't want it to mark like the end of his career in basketball.
What, the...
They were the fake retiring of his jersey.
Oh, no.
Like us making
not.
That pick because he's still, I think he's still going to do a lot of really phenomenal work.
Oh, I have a feeling that Jamal Magloire is going to be on the Raptors bench for the next like 30 years. I don't think he wants to go anywhere.
I think it might be nice for him to see his jersey up top.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a little bit of home cooking. Yeah. I think I'm on board with Jamal Magloire. All right. Number 22. We have interesting collection of players here. John Sally, number one. Alvin Williams, when he first came to the team in 1998 before switching to number 20, sort of before he became necessarily good. We have current Nets GM and guy I always forget played for the Raptors for two seasons, Sean Marks. Deion Glover, Rudy Gay, Malachi Richardson, and Patrick McCaw, NBA champion, three-time NBA champion Patrick McCaw. who are we picking from this group of seven?
I'm going to pick John Sally because of his phenomenal role in two of the Bad Boys franchise films as a hacker.
Mm, okay. John Sally's great too.
And
yeah.
He's a vegan and he's a PETA activist. And he's not a vegan activist in the sense of like a psychopath like we've all discovered Bryan Adams to be. He's been on a show that you're a fan of, Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on, he's got a great like television and film.
I wonder if like this show would kind of, I don't know what sort of vein the show would have fallen into had it existed now. And I fear it might veer sort of towards like Barstool territory. But the best damn sports show period was really fun during like the mid 2000s if you watched it. And John Sally was a panelist on that show and he was wonderful. I feel like it probably would be maybe not. It's not Barstool. Nothing is Barstool. Fuck Barstool. But no. I think it was. It was very bro-y, but he was good on that show.
He played. I've never seen this movie, but I'm just looking at his filmography. He played he was in a Shopaholics help group. He played a red NBA player in the movie Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Yep, I'm sorry to Rudy Gay and Malachi Richardson and Patrick McCaw, but John Sally is your choice for number 22. Number 23 is easy. It's Dwayne Whitfield, Tyrone Corbin, Lou Williams, and Fred Van Vliet. It's Fred, obviously, correct?
Yeah, it's Fred.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lou Williams, but I'm actually not sorry.
Not really, because I didn't like Lou when he played for the Raptors.
I hated it. It was awful. Fred VanVleet, noted NBA champion, wins it. We go to number 24. Eight players have worn number 24 in Raptors history. Jimmy King, Jimmy Oliver, Reggie Slater, pair of Michigan State guys, Sean Respert and Morris Peterson. You've got Jason Capono, Sonny Weems, one of the OG young guns, and of course Norman Powell, NBA champion. Is Norm the clear winner here? I would have thought maybe Mo Pete would be the runaway, but Norm, I think maybe has done more substantial stuff in like high leverage games for the Raptors than anybody on this list combined.
Yeah, I think that. And I mean, I'm not ashamed to say like with this, it's definitely like your personal preference really helps to like inch out the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, you know, Norm, like you love Norm.
Certainly
he's
do
familiar
love Norm.
To us. Yeah.
That's not to say I don't love Morris Peterson either. I've always kind of been a little bit lower on Mo Pete than others. Like I will kind of stand by the fact that I think like Anthony Parker was a better player than Morris Peterson. Peterson just played for a long time on a team that had a lot of people who did not play on the team for a long time. And so I think he was kind of endeared that way. And I think Norm has the dunk against the Pacers in game five. He's got coming into the starting lineup and saving the series against the Bucks in 2017. You've got, of course, him winning the title. You've got him being the reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Week still 4 months later. He's great. Love Norm. I think, is the easy pick for number 24. And we move on to our final number, Katie, number 25. This is difficult.
I have a clear answer.
Okay.
But go ahead.
You've got John Long, Lloyd Daniels, which sounds like a mashup of the two guys who are in Dumb and Dumber. Like if you were to amalgamate the two characters. I know it's Jeff Daniels and Lloyd Christmas is not the actor, but the character, but still, whatever. You've got Alexander Radojevic, who I believe was a massive disappointment, Anthony Carter, John Salmons, and Chris Boucher. NBA champion Chris Boucher. Okay. There's not a clear standout on this list, Katie, but
there is
somebody. Okay, who is it?
It's John Salmons.
Why did you like John Salmons? He was so bad.
I really liked him.
You don't know why? Okay.
He was just he was an expressive player. It was at a really unfortunate time in franchise history where you were just it was revolving door. Guys were coming and going. You kind of just latched on to people for really no reason because you were this guy is going to be the one to break us through, get us through this line. He wasn't.
No. Ask him how guarding Joe Johnson went.
But he did bring us, Bebe and Lou Williams. Yeah. Which was another person who didn't do what he was supposed to do, but Bebe did.
Yeah, absolutely. John Salmons, I have animus towards because there was a time, I think, in 2008 where he was supposed to sign with the Raptors and then he reneged on the contract at the last minute to sign with the Kings of all teams, I think. And so that or maybe it was a couple of years before he got traded to the Raptors. Either way, it might have been the Sixers. He played for everybody, so I don't know what team it was. But he reneged the contract he was about to sign with the Raptors. That bothered me. And then one of my favorite John Salmons things was from this during the pandemic. Remember a couple months ago, we were at the peak of this guy was a problem Twitter. there was a lot of John Salmons was a problem in 2008 or whatever, which was very funny and good. But I think I got to go Chris Boucher. He is the most heat check man in the entire NBA, does not care at all about whether or not he's going to hit a shot or not. He's just going to take it. He has cool blocks. He blocks threes. I think he's learned from his misdeeds of going out shopping during quarantine. or at least I'd like to hope
so.
That he has.
I really hope so.
Yeah, I mean, he's in Florida now, so I really hope he learned some good habits while up here. All right, we'll flip it. John Salmons or Chris Boucher. What do you got, heads or tails?
I mean, I would get, if I saw it, I would get a John Salmons jersey.
Hey, I will keep my eye out for you. Don't worry.
I don't think they made, you'd have to, it would have to be a custom made. So you'll never see it like a Raptors one.
I feel like there's got to be, there's something out there. Someone bought that jersey. He was there for, the better part of a season after the trade.
Yeah, but they didn't make one for him. They don't make them for every player.
Yes, they
unless
do.
There
they
was
have
like a game
for everybody in the basketball store, in the real sports store. They have all everybody.
They don't. That's not true. They might have game worn occasionally, but they don't they don't keep making them. They don't have a John Salmons. I would bet money with you on this. Right. They didn't make those.
John Salmons Raptors jersey. Let's find it. We can do this. GlobalJerseyForBasketball.com. That sounds terrifying. No,
they're
thank
gonna
you.
Take your credit card information.
let me just search eBay.
They've probably taken mine.
Maybe it's on eBay. John Salmons. Trading card for sale. Oh, we got game worn warm up pants by John Salmons.
I don't want the pants.
Is it Salmons or Salmons? I don't even know.
I mean, I say Salmons, but it's probably Salmons.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we should probably learn. There's a Kevin Willis jersey on eBay right now for $421. Sorry, $1,020.
Oh my god.
Yeah. also, a Eric Montross game worn sweatshirt thingy.
We can come back to this.
Yeah, I'm spiraling
now. The
search
might take a little while.
either way, we have a coin to flip or a coaster to flip. Heads or tails, Katie, for John Salmons or...
Tails for a salmon tail.
You know what? It was heads, but I'm going to say tails.
Oh, no.
Because I feel bad that I've won four coin tosses in a row now.
No, don't. All right, fine. We can't do that.
Okay, fine. Chris Boucher gets I'm not cheating. I almost said graduated, but he gets retired.
He's graduated to the ceiling.
All right. That's going to do it, I think, for today's show, Katie. We've got through 11 through 25. Next time out, we got 26 through 40, I think, is what mm-hmm. we're going to try to do. Mm-hmm. Not all the numbers have been worn in that span, but we'll power through a bunch of them. Katie, this was lovely. Thank you so much for taking the time. Do you have anything you want to plug?
No.
Go subscribe to Basketball
Find Feelings. Me a John Sammons jersey everywhere.
Yeah, if you find a John Sammons jersey, if you have a John Sammons jersey, first of all, tell us if it's Sammons or Salmons, and then mail it to Katie, please. It would be very much appreciated. Go subscribe to Basketball Feelings. Katie's on Twitter at whatevs. We have a podcast called Basketball that you can check out. That we had a new episode drop yesterday. We talked about Adam Silver and baking shows and dream analysis. It was a fun one. Go check that out. We have a Patreon page as well at patreon.com/basketball with two H's. And you can find this podcast wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, rate, review, tell a friend who likes the Raptors if they're looking for some... Excuse me. I almost just lost my breath. I'm a professional broadcaster, Katie. Tell your friends if they need some Raptors content in their life. I'm here, ready to just serve it up. So thank you so much. Katie, have a wonderful weekend. Everyone else, have a wonderful weekend. And we will talk to you next week with another episode of Locked On Raptors.